Welcome to Preview Eye on the Arts. Today's going to be really good. We're right here in Calabasas at Annette Marin's beautiful, beautiful leather store. I can't wait to show you all the beautiful and exciting things right here at Calabasas Courtyard. Thank you so much for inviting me to your beautiful, beautiful store. And welcome to Calabasas.
Thank you.
I hear you live here, is that true?
Yeah, I live here. I have three daughters. Uh-huh. They grew up over here, going to school over here.
Yeah. Are they talented like you?
Yeah, seems like, I mean, everybody have their own talent, I believe. No matter where, what, everybody have talent.
I think you have amazing talent, and I'm
so excited
that your beautiful store should come to Calabasas. Have you been in the purse business the whole time that you've been here?
Or? No, I actually was an interior designer, and I one of the shops that I was visiting, buying, you know, I bought a leather piece, and I took it to the shoe repair over here in the Camino Shopping Center.
I know that woman.
I sketched, and he did the bag, the first bag. Since I put the bag on me, people stopped me on the street, asked me where you bought your bag. And after like 6 months, 7 months, I actually decided I'm going to check what is all about, you know, about the business. And after 7 months, I came with six bags, with six matching belt. And I just took it with me and go to downtown to the California Mart. And after 7 months, I was in 70 store.
You are so brave. That is a brave thing to do. Yeah. But you, because your stuff was so beautiful, not many turned you down, huh?
Well, it was a different. I, at that time, it's like 9 years ago, everybody was wearing those small bag, carrying over here, Louis Vuitton. And I was, you know, as interior designer, I looked for a big bag.
Right.
I didn't find any big bags, nowhere.
And we need a big bag to put the iPad and the little phone.
Well, now,
and,
yeah. Before, there was not, my sales rep didn't know how to send email that time.
Yes.
But I had to have big bag, and I did six big, huge bag. And people think that I was crazy. What is this? It's big. It's too big. But, well, it was selling for 7 months. You know, after 7 months, I was like in 70 store. And it was like, I was in shock. You know, I was an interior designer. I didn't prefer to do bags in my life. I didn't know that I'm going to do bags.
Wow. So, that is like the American dream.
Yeah, probably. I don't know.
Yeah, everybody's dream is to want to make something that represents themselves in such a beautiful way.
Yeah.
Well, the first purse that you did, do you have a drawing of it or something?
Yeah, I have it in my office.
Oh, I'd love to see it.
Yeah. It's the first bag that I, you know, I was like, till now I'm still in shock. Why did they stop me for this bag? It was so funny because it's really simple bag.
Let's go take a look at it.
Well, this is the first one. That's the one that started everything.
Oh, I love it. I can see that people would stop you on the street, and it has so much room. Were you always interested in leather or just textures?
I always love textures and leather the most. I mean, leather was for me, I love this fabric, the touches, the, you know, this all kind of type of leather. So it's very interesting. You know, in fabric, you can do whatever you want in fabric, but leather come in different way, and then you can, you know, take it and play and do whatever you like to do. I start from drawing the picture, the idea and everything. I put it on paper. I'm starting, you know, I'm doing like rough drawing, and then I'm going to, you know, getting all the details. It started from here. The idea is always coming. So I
day
put it on
night.
The paper. Yeah, I put it on the paper, and then the next day I either change completely the bag, or the next day I'm coming and doing one of the art, like one of the mirrors and whatever.
I was going to ask you about the mirrors, and I noticed your console out in the front is all leather.
It's all leather, yeah.
Oh, and you designed that yourself?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it's so beautiful. Let's
take
a look at some of the other things. Whoa, I love this jacket. I love the design, the style, and everything about it. Tell me, what got you to design this? I mean, it's a little departure from the purses.
Yeah, jacket, it was something that actually the factory that I'm working with, the guy is also an artist, and he's part of it, that he's helped me to get into the jacket part. I never did jacket before. I mean, I learned in school fashion, and I know how, this is much easier for me than the bag, because I learned fashion. But on the detail, I was sitting with him and working and detail and ask him. So he helped me to design also the bag and details on jacket. But the idea is coming for me, and then he helped me to put it together, so.
Well, tell me, how did it get green? I would think there's no green animals.
Well, colors, color is something that I'm very strong in. Even in interior design that I start with, I was very good in colors. So even when I do show, I never take black sample with me. I always take color, because color, not everybody can imagine the bag in green and red, the jacket in yellow, and, you know. So if you show them the different color, like the green, so people like see that they can wear green, and it's even nicer than just black simple one. And
sure,
it's
you could wear black under it.
Yeah.
And wear this, and this beautiful design. Oh my goodness, I just love it.
I like details. I love
details. I love details too. Oh my. Anybody in Calabasas, come into the courtyard. Keep your eye on this. Well, it may not even be here by the time you get here. It's so beautiful. And this, it's like a sculpture.
It is. It's actually, I do the face first from plastilina, you know what it's like. I do the face with that. I do starting with that, and then the leather, and that's what's fun about it. Now I feel the leather. It's like, you know, you play with this like in school.
Yeah.
So I put it like it's textures that you mix it glue with water, and it's make it soft. And then you put it on the face that I built from plastilina. And then after it's dry, I take it out, and it's so light, you can't even understand. It's more light when it's dry than the leather before the process.
It's fun. You've
right.
got your hands in it.
You're
that kind of artist. And I notice you put the leather around the mirror too.
Yeah.
So do you have this in your home?
Yeah, I have like, actually at home I have like three mirrors like that. Different sizes. Actually people can order that in any size, because I, you know, it's never come exactly the same, you know. But this is something that I can repeat. This is like one of a kind.
But you do the same process, you wet it with the same?
Yeah, sometimes I make it more, I squeeze the leather, and sometimes I open the leather more. It depends on the look that I want to look give to the, you know, the mirror. And the colors, and whatever I feel in this second to do, like.
Yeah, it's so, you're inspired by the leather itself.
Yeah, it's fun.
And I also noticed your desk. The sales desk is so interesting and one of a kind for sure. I love this desk. So were these old belts, or you just had the belt idea and then
idea, and you know, it took me a while to find out what kind of a desk I want over here. And then because I'm doing all the art, I decided to do some of the art, and then this is a drawing that I did like 2 years ago. I didn't know that I'm going to do a desk for it. I was planning to do some art on the wall. And then I don't know, I got the idea to use it. So I use all my old backheld and the new backheld, and I mixed all of them together. And We just took some strap and create like a belt running on top of it.
So everything in this store is a piece of art designed by her. It's so fabulous to be here. I mean, wearable art, these beautiful cuffs. Ooh, you must have had a good dream about these. These are so beautiful. Oh, I see.
This was like 2 weeks before we opened the store. I have one that I did in the beginning, like when I did only wholesale handbags. And then this is like 2 weeks before we opened the store, I decided to do rhinestone on it and like to have more accessory for the store.
The top of your desk, I notice, is different. It looks like it's an antique.
Yeah, it's a door. It's actually a door. I took the door and we created, you know, those two legs from...
Oh, I see, I see.
And then we put the glass on it. And that's the table. It's like pieces by pieces. We found, you know, how to build this table and create something different.
You're fantastic. This is so good. And these look like holiday gifts for sure.
Yeah, there's bracelet here and a wallet and a belt that I have it in two sizes. And this belt, you see, this you buy separate and you can jewel your belt like you do on bracelet.
Yes.
You can do it over here. So they come in any colors you want and you buy them separate. And we have the belt in different colors too. And we have it two sizes, 1 inch and 2 inch.
I love these bags. That's what drew me into your store. And this one sort of resembles your original idea, but not with the front panel.
This is actually one of my first 6 bags that I designed 9 years ago. When I started, I came with 6 pieces, like I told you. This is one of them. And then I make a smaller size, and it's still one of my best sellers. People love this bag. It's very simple, but it's, you know, the textures also, the fabric, the leather we're using, we have them so many different ways, so every time the bag looks different.
Yes.
Because of the skin.
Because of the skin. Oh, it has these different textures. Oh, and look at this for the young woman
That's
on the
belt,
go.
That's a belt, you know, you can, this is also fun. You buy actually the pouch, but this is coming out, you see, it's moving. You can take it and use the belt separate. And carry maybe just the bag, like a clutch.
Oh, yes.
It's either one piece or two pieces that you can wear them, you know, wear them separate. And you know, in this store, we do actually give to the customer to design their own bag. They can order any colors they want. We give them swatches to choose. And if they like this pouch or the bag, they can order in any color.
Oh, that's such a wonderful service.
Yeah, it's fun.
Wow, these are so gorgeous. And look at these with this turquoise.
Yeah, this is actually one of the very hot items we're selling. We have this in 12 color. So, and it's a natural turquoise stone and it's a wallet. And what's fun about it is there's a chain. If you have a chain, I have the chain in the back.
Yeah, you can wear like
so
this.
So you can, because the magnet is so strong, you can add a chain and wear it as a long, you know, bag in the evening if you don't want to carry the clutch. In the daily, you can just use it as a wallet.
Whoa, your stuff is so beautiful.
I
just love it here. And this too. Do you,
this bag is, we do it, actually I start to do this style with the exotic skin. When I start to do the exotic skin, when people say I love the bag but I can't afford it, it's too expensive. So I actually did this bag in different skins so people will carry the same style in different leather and more affordable for them. So this is $300 compared to the $3,000 that we have over there.
Well, let's
so
look
they
at
can
some...
afford it, you know,
yeah.
easy for...
This is a
this
reasonable...
This is a $300 bag, yeah.
I love these bags for men or women lawyers, that kind of thing. You could put your work in it and... it's so hard to find a unique gift for a man, especially a Calabasas man who has fancy cars and I don't know what, and then they need a gorgeous piece like this. Oh, this one. Oh, they're all so good.
This is a crocodile. It's Cayman. This is alligator. This is the iPad. It's for men and women.
Oh,
the iPad cover
yeah.
with a magnet. And this is, you know... Nice stuff, nice gift for men. We have belt and we have leather tie.
Leather tie?
Yeah, it's leather. It's all leather. It's very soft.
Yes.
You can tie this exactly like fabric.
This is for a rocker, I think.
And well, be surprised. There's a lot of people like it, so.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's fun, it's different, it's unique.
Yeah.
And it's not anything to spill your soup on, that's for sure.
Well, the man collection I started to do because of my husband. He asked me that, well, you're not going to do one bag for me?
That's what I would think.
So I really did one. That was the first bag. And then I started to do this one and the messenger. And we have this one. It's actually man and woman. We have this in stingray. We have it in crocodile. And again, they can order the bags in any colors, exotic or just leather, cow, lambskin. We have all the type.
Yes, I was noticing this one over here on your
jacket,
on your model, on the mannequin.
Yeah.
And this is what, like a scarf?
This is a shawl, yeah. It's a shawl from leather. I have, this is the shawl.
Ooh, ooh. Oh, it's so beautiful and so unique.
And it's like you can, you know, you have a magnet over here, so it's not moving.
I see that you're ideas and the leather is so beautiful and gorgeous, and I see that you have all this big expanse of art, hats, purses, scarves,
hoops.
Oh my God, it's so fantastic. And I know you're a charitable woman too. Tell me about your charity work.
Well, the charity that I involved like almost 5 years, it's kids with cancer. It's called Larger Than Life. They coming from Israel every year for 2 weeks. We bring kids over here, travel with them, you know, take them all the places, helicopter trip, driving nice cars, you know,
yeah.
All the dream thing that can, you know, you can give to kids.
Yes.
We give them kids, all the kids, we give them, you know, a nice basket with all kind of goodies. I always give them a cell phone pouch that I'm doing and bracelet for the kids. And for the nurse, I give a wallet or bags, whatever. Everybody gives something. And we actually, on Sunday, last Sunday, we had the gala, and this year we had 850 people coming to the gala. It was
Wow. Huge,
it was wonderful. And you know, this year we hopefully almost got to the $1 million that, you know, raised for those kids. So every year it's
wonderful.
Growing and growing, and those kids is, it's like amazing. You see those kids, it's like, oh.
You want to help, yeah.
You want to help them, yeah. You want to be part of something that, you know.
Something that's bigger than you.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm really drawn to the exotic skins. What kind of skin is this?
That's a crocodile. There's three type crocodile. It's caiman, alligator, and, you know, all the style of the crocodile. You see this one, it's like the hornback. It's called hornback.
Yeah, yeah.
You feel the textures more.
Oh, I do.
This is like, you know, that's the first design that I, no, actually this style was the first design that I did in exotic skin. You know, to get into exotic skin, it's more expensive and more excited. So this is a part that I was very excited. I got to a different level in the, you know, in the leather. So
oh.
It's fun. The wallet also, it's, you see, you open inside.
You finish everything off like an artist would. Yes, beautiful.
You have extra zipper over here. And it also can, you know, it can work as a clutch also.
Yes.
And we also offer for the first year, we offer 5% discount for all the customers here in Calabasas, everybody that shop here. And again, offering, they can choose this wallet in a different skin, different color, and we do it.
Customize your own gifts. That's a way to do it. Come in
and
here.
It really takes two to 3 weeks. It's really fast.
Really fast.
Really
customize
fast.
Your own gifts. And I enjoy coming in here. This is so beautiful and such an experience, because every time there's something different and exciting.
Yeah,
I want to thank you.
Every time, every 2 weeks, every 3 weeks, we get a new item, new style, new colors. So yeah, come visit us. We have.
I'm here, and so is Calabasas. Please join us and come to this beautiful store and see all the beautiful work, artwork out of leather. Just what you guys need. Thanks for watching. I had a really good time, and I'll be coming back. I hope you will too. Bye, Calabasas. Thanks for watching Preview Eye on the Arts.